Peya Perik Dalad Mishnavov, Ovikuchom Shakotzar Sadeu, a non-Jew that cuts his field, Vaachar Kach Niskayer, and then afterwards he becomes a guy. Potter min aleket umin ashichcha umin apeya. So he's potter from leket, shichcha, and peya. So this Mishnayos is starting transition into leket and shichcha as well. Obviously, at the beginning we were just dealing with peya. So now we know leket and peya is in the same psukim. It says of a kutzrichem, when you cut it, you Jews cut it. So prat l'kshikatzru avodas kachavim. So it comes to exclude when non-Jews cut. Obviously, goyim don't have a mitzvah of leket and peya. They don't have mitzvahs like this. So obviously it's talking about this coming to exclude a person that cut it while he was a guy and then he converted. Now what about shichacha? So shichacha, the Torah says, ki tiktzor kitzircha, and it's v'shachachta omer. It says when you cut it, a different pasuk. So there are two mitzvahs of shichacha. It's important to know. The first stage of shichacha, it's not really a stage, but the first mitzvah possibly of shichacha is the Torah comes to include shichas hakama. That means forgetting standing grain. So if a person cuts a field and he forgets grain, that's standing, that's also shichcha. The Torah comes to include that from a pasuk v'shachachta omer. The second mitzvah of shichcha is shichas ha'omer, which is the most common one. That is a bundle of grain that's tied up after a person would cut the grain, so he'd put it in a bundle, and then he would take all these bundles that are in the field, and then he'd start taking them all together and putting them in one big heap by the threshing area, or wherever they would put them together. So when he was cleaning out the area where he cut and taking all those bundles, he forgets a bundle. That's called shichas imur, because he forgot to take the bundle. So the obvious question is, according to the Chachamim, if he's a Jew, when it's bundles, so he can actually forget. And why he's a Jew, he's a new person. He was a guy, but now he's a Jew. And he has these bundles. He cut for himself, some guy cut, you know, he was him himself, but let's just say, you know, we just look at it as a different person. A guy cut these, but he has these bundles, and now he starts carrying them, and he forgot one. The Mishnah says he's still potter from shichcha. Why is that? Because there's a drasha. Anybody who is chayiv in shichchas hakama is also chayiv in shichchas ha'omer, which means that only if a person had a chiyuv of shichcha in the same process, it could never have happened though, but since if it was possible that a person had a chiyuv of shichchas hakama, a chiyuv of forgetting and leaving over forgotten standing sheaves, that person specifically also is in the parsha of shichchas ha'omer. However, if a person is not in the parsha because he was a goy at that point, therefore, he's not in the parsha of shichchas ha'omer. So in order for a person, according to the Chacham, to be chayiv in shichcha, he has to have been a Jew from this moment they started cutting grain. Because the moment they started cutting grain, that's where, even though it's a separate mitzvah of shichcha, that's where that mitzvah of shichcha starts, that separate mitzvah of shichchas hakama. And you had to have had a chiv of shichas ha'kama in order to have a chiv of shichas ha'omer. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv b'shichah. Rabbi Yehuda says you are chayiv in shichah, shein ha'shichah el b'shas ha'imer, because shichah is only at the time of the gathering and the bringing in of the bundles. So this, the Mishnah Rishon explains, doesn't, Rabbi Yehuda is not disagreeing. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that there are two mitzvahs of shichah, the shichahs of standing grain and shichah of the bundles. Rather, he does not hold of this limit of the chacham. And Rehuda says, since they're two separate mitzvahs, so what? So the guy wasn't not a Jew at that point, and he did not get the, he was not chayv in the mitzvah of shichah at the cutting of the grain, and he would not have been chayv of forgetting the standing grain. But this is a totally different mitzvah, and in this mitzvah you have bundles. He happened to forget to bring the bundle, so therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's chayv in shichacha, just like any other Jew.